creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
That is a song called I'll Find My Way Home. John and Vangelis are the artists, and talking about finding the way home, losing the path and finding the way. Well, that's the title of a play that's coming to the Nottingham Playhouse this week, Friday, the 3rd of October. And the gentleman who's put all that together, he's written it, produced it, he's done everything, has even swept the floor probably around it, is a gentleman called Josh Lewis. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Tim. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. As I said, I'm just thankful that the phone lines are working this morning. We've tied all the little bits up and the elastic bands are on, so we're fine. So now, you founded a theatre company called Cracking Slate. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Cracking Slate is a new theatre company, sort of really pioneering, like putting children at the heart of like collaborative. And we do this through interactive theatre shows, so we're really interested in getting the kids involved in the story, and we want to make sure that they get to sort of be the directors of their own story and put their ideas at the front and centre of what they're really doing in the show. And I think that's really important for kids as they're growing up. You know, we want them to be taking responsibility for their decisions, making their own choices, and so that's what we're really focusing on, especially with this show, Lose the Path, Find Your Way.
So tell us a little bit about the show, because, as I said, it's coming to the Nottingham Playhouse on the 3rd of October. It's a show where, from what I've read about it, is that the play sort of starts off, and then towards the end, the kids have to actually finish the show, don't they? Tell us how it works.
So the way it works, it starts off written piece, much like any other. Then we have bits of participation sprinkled throughout the show. So one of the characters can see the children. He doesn't know why at the beginning, but that comes later on in the story. And then through the story, the characters get stuck. They don't know what they're going to do next. And then that's when they go, oh, you know, we've got all these people out here watching us who know what we've been doing, what we've been through so far in the story. Maybe they can help us. And so then we actually get the children to come up and get involved in finishing the story and helping the characters to escape from this fairy tale-esque forest where the show is set. And they get to come up, they get to help the characters get home, come up with ideas to help escape from, there's this shapeshifter called the Shadow Demon, which is chasing the characters through the forest. And it helped them, the characters, to escape from the shapeshifter and get home safely. And so, you know, we've got this really interactive set. There's these big foam blocks that we use that the kids get to come up and move around to help create paths through the forest. And then we've got all these puppets and, there's lots of different interactive elements and materials and things that the kids get to do and get to take part in with the actors on stage and come up. And also then, you know, we've got participation sprinkled throughout. So it really is all about getting the kids' ideas into the story. And it's their ideas that ultimately help the characters to get home safely and then, you know, bring the story to a close.
And there's three actors, aren't they, playing the characters in the play? In story.
Yes, absolutely. So there's three characters, there's three actors. So we've got Sam, who is from our world. He's the sort of the protagonist of the show. He's leading the way. He's searching for his football. His football gets kicked into this forest. It's a bit like Alice in Wonderland in some ways. It gets kicked into the forest and he's searching for it so that he can then go home. And then along his way, he meets Malaya, who is lost in the forest as well. And then they sort of team up and work together. And then there's this character called Akir. And Akir seems to be helping them at first. But then, you know, maybe all is not as it seems on first glance. And maybe there's more going on there. I don't want to say too much about that.
Oh, no. And what about the third character?
Yeah, so Akir is the third character.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. Yeah, so those are the three. We've got Sam, Malaya and Akir.
Of course, that's why I missed out on Malaya, of course.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, this, it's specifically for kids. What's the age group that you're looking for to actually come along to see this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're aiming this show at ages 8+ and their families. It's great for the whole family. Everyone will be able to get stuck in, but we're sort of aiming it at 8+.
No, I mean, I absolutely love theatre for kids because it's nice just watching those kids interact, and it's the look in their eyes, and it starts a fire, really. And it's very important for kids, I think, to go to theatre. And I'm not the only one. I've been spouting on about this for absolutely years and years. And Lenny Henry at the moment is currently pushing for more theatre aimed at a younger audience. Yeah. I mean, why do you think it's important to create new theatre, especially new theatre for young people?
I think for young people, you know, when we've toured this show before, for some of the children we've performed to, it's their first experience of theatre. And you're absolutely right. You get that moment of sort of excitement, and you can see it sparks something for them, and you can really inspire them. And it's not just for me about, you know, whether those children are going to grow up and then become sort of performers or writers themselves and work in the theatre industry. I think it's broader than that. You know, being creative, we are all inherently creative, I believe. And I think theatre can really sort of enable us to sort of engage with that side of ourselves. And I think, you know, as children grow up, you know, school is stressful, school is hard. And so it's really about giving them that creative outlet and that supporting them to go, you know, tap into their own ideas, their own imaginations, because, you know, that supports them to develop problem-solving skills. It helps them work together as a team. And I think you can really sort of see as they grow up and, you know, bringing those creative ideas in, it will, you know, help them in whatever they go on to do, whether that's something that they're doing, you know, in the theatre, or whether that's beyond the theatre, in all kinds of different sort of whatever they choose to pursue as a career.
Absolutely. It's so important for kids to have those social skills earlier on. And I think watching theatre and then taking part if they want to, it is just so important for that. Absolutely. Now, I know Cracking Slate is a London-based theatre company. This is the first time, I believe, that you're bringing any of the work up into the East Midlands. Why has it taken so long?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So I'm from the Midlands myself. So I grew up in Grantham, but my family is from Nottingham. So I've spent a lot of time in Nottingham over the years. And it has just been, you know, I moved down to London when I went to university. And then I sort of was there for a few years. And I've been trying to push the work to get the work out into the East Midlands. And it's really exciting because, you know, we started off developing the work down at a theatre called Arts Depot in Barnet. So we sort of started from there, and then we've grown and grown. And now, you know, this is our first time bringing it up into the East Midlands, which I'm really excited about.
Now, you mentioned there that you sort of went down to London, and you're trained as a performer and trained really at two of the most famous drama schools for anybody who knows theatre, the Sylvia Young Theatre School and Italia Conti. I mean, what were they like to be at? Because, I mean, there's so many well-known names that have gone on to TV, to theatre, music as well, have come from those schools. So you sort of get this picture that it's going to be like, I don't know, Glee or Fame or something like that. But it's hard work, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a full-on experience. It was a wonderful time of my life. I had a fantastic time at both Sylvia's and Italia Conti. And then, yeah, I owe those two schools a lot because it really supported me. It's one of those places when you're there, it's so exciting because everyone there has this passion for theatre and for the arts. And you're all sort of, you feel like you're all in it together and you're all sort of going somewhere with it. And you're on that, you're taking those first steps in towards whatever those, you know, those careers end up being. And it's really exciting. But it is full on, it's hard work. I mean, when, you know, we were doing long days of lots of dance classes and acting and singing, which was really exciting. And you know, I had a great time, and it sort of gave me that kind of, you know, it builds your resilience because ultimately you're going to need that in the arts because it is hard work. And it gives you that sort of that passion, and it really sort of cements, you know, I know I want to do this for my whole career kind of thing. I know. And it really builds that up in you. And I really had a lovely time there.
And it's worked well to date anyway. So, yes, so you've been doing very well.
I have been very fortunate. Yeah.
So Love the Path, Find the Way, Nottingham Playhouse. Is it in the Neville Suite?
Yes, so we're performing at the Neville Studio.
Neville Studio, that's right, yeah. So, for anybody who's never been to the Nottingham Playhouse, it's the little studio theatre, not the big main stage, because that'd get lost with just three people, and I love it that it's so intimate as well.
And it can work really well for all the interactive stuff. Absolutely. I think that's the thing with when we were deciding to tour into theatres, it is about making sure that we can still keep the essence of that participatoriness of the show, even as we've got seated audiences, you know, which is really important.
Absolutely. And it's going to be great for them to see that close up as well, which is great for young kids. So, as I say, it's at the Nottingham Playhouse. It's on the 3rd of October. 5:45, I think it starts, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So it's not too late. It's not too early as well. So, kids can come over from school and have this little treat. So, kids, if you're listening, get on to your mums and dads. Mums and dads, take your kids out for a treat, because this is going to be a real treat. How much are the tickets, Josh?
I think the tickets are around £12.
Lovely stuff. No, that's a great price for kids' theatre. And all the details, just go to the Nottingham Playhouse website, or just pop in. You know, if you're passing by, go down there and get your tickets for it. As I says, it's this Friday, 3rd of October, at the Nottingham Playhouse, the Neville Studios. So, Josh, thank you so much for popping on and telling us about it. I'm just a big kid myself anyway, so I should be down there. And I won't be taking part, by the way. I'll leave that to some of the kids. So, Josh, have a lovely week, and we'll see you down there on Friday, the 3rd
Perfect.
Of October.
Thanks ever so much, Kev.
Thanks, Josh. Cheers, matey. Bye-bye.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.